It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Another day, another couple of picks for the Indianapolis Colts, and Chris Ballard with a chance to redeem himself. All right, last night was an opportunity for Chris Ballard to redeem himself. We'll talk about what that means and why that's not hate or shade to Latu. It's not. I hope Latu winds up being a hell of an edge. I think he'd be terrific. It'd be great if he was the next T.J. Watt. That would be unbelievable, and I hope that that happens. I hope he's got what it takes to be that, because the Colts could really benefit from a dynamic pass rush guy on the edge. They could. What prompted the malaise last night? What prompted the, again? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Roger Goodell. He wants an 18-game season. That's no secret. He told that to Pat McAfee today. We'll talk about what the downside to an 18-game season is and why in the world they have to have, the NFL I'm talking about, 20 events. Why? Why not pare this thing down to 18 events and have one preseason game and 17 regular season game? I don't see anything wrong with that, so it's a little bit less money. Could anybody sacrifice cash ever to do the right thing? Ever? The answer is no. You want to be a commissioner and make $50 million a year plus, you got to make money for the owners. And if you all of a sudden take money out of the owners' pockets, they're going to say, what the hell's the matter with this guy? Let's go get another guy. And he'll do the right thing and continue to fill our pockets with cash. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with these people? Tonight, picks 46 and 82. I got you dialed in. I know exactly what's going to happen with 46. At least what I hope is going to happen with 46. And we're also going to talk about the Indiana Pacers and their game in just a couple hours against the Milwaukee Bucks. It's huge. Giannis out, not playing tonight. And so the Pacers have an opportunity. Go up 2-1, go into Sunday night's game with a chance to go up 3-1, then all you got to do is win one of the last three and you move on to the semifinals. You play against either the Knicks or the 76ers, who I think they can beat and will beat. And then you got the Celtics, and the Celtics are going to be really, really tough. I don't think that's a real positive matchup for the Pacers, but hey, know what? I like going to the Eastern Conference Finals, so we're not going to argue with that level of success just because the Celtics are a better team and would loom likely in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for April 26th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. You go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, K-E-N-T, only one way to spell it, and you are eligible for up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. Are you kidding me? Huge. Make sure and subscribe. We're giving away prizes. Gave away a prize last night during an autographed Colts jersey. Lenny Moore autographed a jersey, donated. We had a trivia question, which we have never done previously. Person who won the trivia from Washington, Indiana, he's going to get the autographed jersey. We gave away $100 this morning to Russell Saylor. He's up in Oregon. We're very big in Oregon. We are very big with the Oregoners. Do they call people from Oregon Oregoners? They should. At any rate, he won the $100. That's going off to him today as well. Make sure and like the video. It's a nice thing to do. polite thing to do, really more than it is nice. It's just polite. Costs you nothing. One click, do. And you know what? Do it for all the videos you watch. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's cool. Leave a message with a donation or ask a question, and we will share it with the group. It's a big night for the Indianapolis Colts. I'll tell you why there is some malaise about the Colts in the draft. There is a little bit of Chris Ballard burnout. What I'm talking about is that every time Chris Ballard takes anybody, it's just unbelievable that that player is still on the board. This was, and we learned this about Latu last night. Ballard said they had 4 or 5 elite grades on the draft board. Latu is still there, so this was a no-brainer. But he also said that they tried to move up. They kind of pressed hard to move up. Well, which is it? Did you try hard to move up, or did you wait out the elite guys and then decide what you were going to? I don't understand. Like, if Latu is elite and he was still on the board and you thought he was going to be still on the board at 15, why would there be any effort to move up? I don't know. It's like a couple of years ago with Nick Cross. Yeah, I can't believe Nick Cross was still on the board. Rocky Sin, Presbyterian, they shuttered their program. He goes to Temple, balls out, uses the skills that he developed as a championship high school wrestler. My God, we're lucky to have him. Everybody that they draft, you would think somehow, some way, that person is going to revolutionize the position they play in the NFL. You get that vibe from Chris Ballard all the time, and none of it's true. It's not been true. Here's what they've done with first-round draft picks, and this is the genesis, the nexus of my malaise where it comes to drafts, where all I want is a reason to hope.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's all I want. I just want that reason to hope. Could they provide me that reason to hope? Are the Colts, are they generous enough to provide that without being full of crap? You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be the best ever. It doesn't mean, you know, Latu doesn't need to be, you know, the next TJ Watt. He doesn't. He's just got to be him and the best version of him. But here are the first round picks that they've made. Malik Hooker, Quentin Nelson. They still talk about Quentin Nelson being a great pick. He's a guard taken 6th. Before, going all the way back to 1987, there has not been a guard taken in the top 6 still to this day. And yet, it was great that we were able to get Quentin Nelson at 6. What? Not that he's bad. He's good. This isn't about Quentin Nelson, and it's not about Latu, and it's not about Malik Hooker. This is about the narrative that's being advanced by Colts management every time they draft anyone. Then you trade it out. But netted Pittman and Banigou, Velcro Banigou. I can't believe he was still on the board. Really? He's still not gotten off a block. Pittman, that was good, though, getting him at 34. 20, they traded for DeForest Buckner. That wasn't bad, trading the 13th overall pick, getting DeForest Buckner, because three techs are really, really hard to find at the quality level, and it's really important that you have one. So good that they got DeForest Buckner. That worked, okay? So it's not all crap on Chris Ballard Day. Then Kwity Paye, who they just drafted over the top of today, basically. In 22, they traded for Carson Wentz. Hey, listen, if the schedule still had 16 games instead of 17 games, the Colts and Carson Wentz go to the playoffs. Playoffs in 2021. And Carson Wentz is probably still the starting quarterback for your Indianapolis Colts. 2023, Anthony Richardson. I subscribe. I co-sign that selection 100%. And then this year, Latu. And we hope for the best. Now, what we want tonight, we want a trade up from 46. Because 46 does not work for Chris Ballard. Anything, and look, I know, Alec Pierce, still a work in progress. Been playing in the league 2 years. We don't know exactly where he's going to be at the end of the day. We've got an idea, though, right? And this past year, Juju Brents, can he stay on the field? Is he fast enough to outrun his mistakes? Or good enough not to make any? All right, so that's where we are with this thing. And that, again, no shade to Alec Pierce. If he'd been a fourth-round pick, he'd have said that's great. That he was drafted beyond his capabilities, that's not his fault, right? So, trade up from 46, A.D. Mitchell. Get him. He is big. He is fast. He's from Texas. Nice. You know what? Played really good football against Bama this past year. I like A.D. Mitchell. If you can't get A.D. Mitchell, how about McConkey? Get me some Ladd McConkey. Fast, precise route runner. I like him. How about either of those guys? I'm good, by the way. How about TJ Tampa? TJ Tampa just looks and tests like a Colts cornerback. He's kind of tall. He's long. He's not too terribly fast. Sounds like a Colt already, doesn't it? But we'll see what they do tonight. It's going to be interesting. And I don't mean to crap on Latu. I hope he does great. I want him to be a tremendous player. We're also going to talk about IU football today. Let's talk about IU football now. Because I know something. When Kurt Cignetti has schooled up his athletic department, the IU athletic department, you know what they did in the shank of spring practice? They closed off Memorial Stadium to the football program, the field at Memorial Stadium to the football program, because of two things. They had a concert. They had that Kane Brown concert. And then they also closed it down for a whole weekend to prepare for the eclipse, to have William Shatner come in and do the narration of the eclipse, which is a really cool thing, but not in a football stadium where Kurt Cignetti is the coach. He wasn't having it. He schooled up the athletic department. He spoke to the media and said, you know what? The old IU, when he's talking about the old IU, he wasn't talking about Tom Allen. He was talking about the athletic department not understanding the need to marshal all resources that they have behind that football team. That's what he wants. That's what he was saying did not exist with the old IU. And that is what he's fighting to get, has fought to get, and has gotten, is kind of a level of compliance by the Indiana University Athletic Department that football needs to outrank Kane Brown and a solar eclipse in importance and in prioritizing the use of Memorial Stadium. That's what he was talking about. Roger Goodell wants to eliminate a preseason game and an 18th regular season game. The CBA, I don't know whether the players are going to abide by that or not. Look, you got enough trouble keeping guys healthy for 17. They had enough trouble keeping guys healthy for 16. Hard to keep people healthy. You add a game to the schedule, and over the course of, let's say five, you've added five games, right? You've added a fourth of a season. And more than that, and that's tough on the body, especially these days. Now, hopefully, the bodies of the Indianapolis Colts are going to benefit from the new field turf that is going to be installed, or whatever they're calling it. But the turf, the artificial turf at Lucas Oil Stadium, is going to be replaced after the U.S. Swim trials, Olympic swim trials, and that's going to be good. So it'll only cost $1.4 million. $1.4 million. Why in the hell hadn't that been done? You're paying some of these guys over $20 million a year to play football for you, and you're putting them knowingly on a surface that is, you know what, dangerous, less forgiving, certainly, and putting those assets at risk for $1.4 million for the price of 2 7th-round draft picks? Are you crazy? I don't understand. And, you know, the people downtown going to get this done. It's good. We shouldn't argue with success, right? Pacers, 5:30 tonight. They got to win. Giannis out. At some point, he might be back. And when he comes back, the Bucks are going to be better. Chris Middleton, he may play tonight. He may not play tonight. He's questionable. He's got an ankle sprain. Tied 1-1 in Indianapolis. A sprained ankle is going to keep him off the floor. I cannot believe that about Chris Middleton. Siakam, first two games of the series, 36-13, 37-11. Wow. You know what? I've been unimpressed during the regular season a little bit with Siakam. Not in the postseason. Postseason, he's been really good. Like, there's no complaining about that. He's playing at an MVP level in this series. One thing that's interesting, Halliburton is minus 130 to score 16.5 or over, or actually over 16.5. Hard to score a half point. But minus 130 to score 17 or better. That's weird to me, given that he has scored 9 and 12 in the first two games of this series. They don't need him to score in order to win tonight. Now, at some point, if they got to go back to Milwaukee and win there, I think Halliburton's got to load up. He has got to get a bunch of points. We're going to find out. We've had Luke Goody down in Bloomington. Did you know that Luke Goody is the nephew of Trent Green? It's true. So hopefully he pledges Indiana, but if he doesn't, that's okay. His dad played receiver for the football team at IU, and so they've got deep roots in Bloomington and at Indiana University. It'd be nice if Luke Goody had come to Bloomington, play his final year as a collegian at IU in Simon Scott Assembly Hall, and win some stuff, hit some threes, win games. You know, no hate to Luke Goody, but Illinois guys coming over here doesn't give me chills. You know what I mean? I don't get goosebumps thinking about, boy, we got a guy from Illinois, a rotational player from the Orange. Nothing against Luke Goody. Want him to hit shots, want him to be all that he can be in the Candy Stripes. Let's go. We pay for the name, play for the name on the front. Not for the name. There is no name on the back. You know what I'm saying. Pacers, go get them. Kick the living hell out of the Bucks tonight. Can we? And that will have coverage of the draft, coverage of the Pacers postgame. Going to be awesome. That's tonight.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.